Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Jerusalem, Israel. The Bible dictates where Jews have a right to live today in the land of Israel. That's the headline. Wiki Medad comes to the broadcast table with more details.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
I want to find out what your thoughts are about what the Prime Minister said when he was visiting one of those communities, a Jewish settlement, talking to the children. He said that we're going to give Jewish sovereignty to all of this area, Judea and Samaria, and all the, I think, over 250 different communities or Jewish settlements out there. Is it a promise that the Prime Minister can keep?
Well, Jimmy, with all the respect and honor and faith that you and I, and I think most of our listeners, place in the Bible, I just want to make a small correction before I get into your specific question and my specific answer. Jews lived in Judea and Samaria up until 1948. In other words, we're not claiming this land only on the basis, a very good basis, of the Word of God and biblical history, but the history that continued up until 1948. Up until 1948 war, we even had a kibbutz in the Gaza Strip. So part of the problem, I think, that sometimes people have when Mr. Netanyahu or other politicians talk about this land belongs to us, they try to make fun of the Bible as if it's ancient history. And I want to make sure our listeners know that if it wasn't for military losses in the 48 war and Jordan coming into that area, we would have no problem about talking about Judea and Samaria and Jews living there today. I admit, and I'm not quite sure exactly what he means. Does he mean to extend Jewish or Israeli sovereignty over Area C or only to the Jewish communities in those areas? But what is important, Jimmy, is the implication in his statement. Israel has a solid religious, historic, and legal claim to extend its sovereignty to the areas west of the Jordan River that was part of the mandate that the League of Nations gave the Jews for close settlement on the land.
Wiki Medad reminding us that God's Word, the Bible, is the final word on where Jews can live in the land of Israel. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. Wiki Medad took us to the Bible for the answer to the question, where can Jews live in the Jewish state of Israel? That's found in Ezekiel chapters 34 and 36. In fact, Ezekiel 36 speaks 35 times about the land that God has given the Jewish people today and forever. The Lord says in Ezekiel chapter 36 and verse 22 that he makes this decision not even for the Jewish people, but for his holy name's sake. This is a biblical promise that cannot be broken. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...